Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on this Monday morning, we have Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minner with us. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's good. I want to know more about how Mullet Day all played out. I mean, an exciting day for... I mean, Weimer has a great day on Mullet Day on top of it. But what I didn't see, were there people at the ballpark actually getting their hair cut?
Yes. Yes. They had one of the team barbers, Jose Perez, from Flashy Faded. He was there doing mullets out in the outfield, like above center field. So yeah, it was that was Saturday, and Joey got his haircut when the team was on the road in Cincinnati. He has a friend who is not a professional barber, but you know, just does it on the side. And Joey showed up one day in Cincinnati with this mullet, and he was in the middle of a pretty good hot streak. So now it's kind of caught on. And yeah, they were offering free mullets to fans on Saturday.
Who's doing that?
Yeah, I was like, trying to think that.
Like, imagine.
Do I go to the game and then get myself a mullet cut?
Right? I don't know. Like, did you see what sort of clientele were availing themselves of this service?
Yeah, I mean, I will say there was a pretty long line. We're not talking about a handful of people. So, you know, I don't know if there was an official scoreboard or mullet counter or anything like that. So I can't tell you a name or a number of how many people actually went through with it. But the line was pretty long at the beginning.
What are another terms for that? Kentucky waterfall? Did I hear that right? Something like that.
Yeah, Kentucky waterfall. That's kind of, I think, the primary one. I mean, yep. I think everyone knows, you know, business in the front, party in the back.
That's right.
That's right. Here's another one. The shalong. Yeah. Short in front, long in back. The shalong.
That could play too.
You know what, though, but you've been covering baseball a long time. You need some of this weird stuff in the clubhouse to like have one of those magic seasons. And we're in a good spot. We're coming off a sweep. We have high expectations for the Brewers. But if it's going to be one of those seasons that we all remember as fans, there's got to be some weird stuff in the clubhouse, right?
Yeah, I think baseball sort of lends itself to that, right? Whether it's like superstition stuff or quirky things or just trends that happen throughout the season. I mean, I think even, you know, the way that they embrace some of the celebrations, I think that's part of it too. Like, none of it makes any sense, but I think it does, you know, help you have some fun, and it makes it lighter, and it gives you something else to talk about, you know? So, and it honestly, it kind of fits Joey. It fits him and his personality and kind of how he plays. And it seems to fit him. So some of the guys have said that, you know, if the Brewers make the postseason, they might also consider getting a mullet. We'll see if that ends up coming around. But yeah, I think it just lightens everything up, you know, and it makes it more fun.
Hey, on this coming series here, we got the Diamondbacks in town, and I like that the Diamondbacks are leading in the NL West. It just seems like the Brewers rise to the level of their competition, and when they get tested, that's when we're seeing the best out of our ball club.
Yeah, that's certainly been the case for them this year. This is the second time that they'll be seeing Arizona. They saw them in April on the first road trip. And they're a very good team. I think we saw that last year with like some of the rookies that they had brought up with Corbin Carroll. They've got really good pitching. It's going to be a great matchup tonight with Corbin Burnes and Merrill Kelly. We'll see Zach Gallen in the series finale on Wednesday. So, yeah, this is a very talented team. So they've got more than 40 wins on the season. So this is going to be a good test for them.
Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minner with us. Thanks, Sophia. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good day.